We want to make sure that we wrap a blanket of support around the family, around his siblings, around the educators who worked most closely with him, and make sure that we attend to their needs here in the coming days and weeks.
Hamburg Central School Superintendent Michael Cornell tells WBFO News extra counselors, social workers, and psychologists were brought in to Union Pleasant Elementary School, where Walsh attended. They were there to help students and faculty cope with this tragedy. His two siblings also attend the elementary school.
We're heartbroken for them and extremely sad as a school community. As you know, Hamburg is a very close-knit community, and the tragedy's impact has been deeply felt. And, you know, we'll have to be kind of light on our feet to meet the needs that arise that we didn't plan for.
Walsh's teacher and school principal visited the family on Friday. Cornell says the child's death has been devastating for his teacher.
You know, they've got a child who's in their classroom every day who they have come to know and love, and then the child's not there. And that's something no teacher should ever have to deal with. And, you know, my job is to make sure that they have whatever they need to get through it themselves and help the children in their class get through it.
His parents issued a statement saying James was born on Christmas and they know he's with Jesus. They also expressed their gratitude to the community for support. A funeral will be held this morning at 11 at Watermark Wesleyan Church.
Our community and the tragedy's impact has been deeply felt.
Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.